It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
I'm Shannon Bream.
I'm Tom Shalhoub.
I'm Maria Bartiromo, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Monday, February 14th, 2022. I'm John Saucier. Whoever thought a group of Canadian truckers would catch the attention of the entire world? This is happening right now in the capital city of Ottawa. Peaceful protests wreaking havoc on the Canadian economy and causing a logjam in front of Canadian Parliament. So, what do these people want?
It depends who you talk to. A lot of the people want all mandates from the government to go away entirely. Others want certain mandates to be removed.
This is the Fox News Rundown, Evening Edition. The so-called Freedom Convoy has grown to the point now where Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has just done this.
The federal government has invoked the Emergencies Act to supplement provincial and territorial capacity to address the blockades and occupations.
In Ottawa, where this Freedom Convoy started, has since spread. Trucks are clogging streets and gaining momentum among those who are fed up with the country's COVID-19 restrictions.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
More than 2 weeks at this point. We're actually entering the third week now.
We're speaking today with Fox's Grady Trimble. He is in Ottawa following these demonstrations.
It depends who you talk to. A lot of the people want all mandates from the government to go away entirely. Others want certain mandates to be removed, like the one for truckers who have to be vaccinated in order to get back into Canada if they're Canadian truckers traveling across the border into the U.S. and back. So it's hard to say exactly what will have to be done by the government in order to end this and to appease the people who are here, because what started as a movement amongst the truckers has grown, and there are protesters from other groups of people, people who work other jobs, who oppose different types of vaccine mandates. So a large swath of people now, and hard to say exactly what they want to end this.
Yeah, that's another thing I was curious about. Who exactly are these people? Obviously, we've heard about the truckers, but you say there are people from other industries who are just done with the mandates and they're joining the cause. Where are these people coming from and who are they?
So one couple that I talked to, both of them had retired, but they worked in the airline industry, and they came all the way from Vancouver, which if you're familiar with Canadian geography, that is on the other side of the country. They told me they drove about 60 hours
Wow.
to get here to support these people. And they are here because they also oppose vaccine mandates, and they know a lot of airline workers who they've worked with in the past who either were threatened that they would lose their job if they didn't get vaccinated or did lose their job. I also talked to two people who came from about 4 hours away from a different province to be here in Ontario, in Ottawa. And they were healthcare workers, and they said they had to get vaccinated in order to keep their job. And they're here because they don't want other people to have to make that choice.
We're speaking today with Fox News reporter Grady Trimble, who is in Ottawa, Ontario. That happens to be the capital city of Canada, just in case you're curious. And Grady, I've seen the images on television of what looks kind of like a party scene out front of Canadian Parliament building there. You've got the trucks blocking streets. You've got people waving flags, playing music, seeming to have a good time. How, though, is this affecting the city? How have you been moving around Ottawa? And what do local residents who are just trying to go about their everyday lives feel about these people's protests that really is getting in their way?
Yeah, so I would describe it just like you said. It's almost like a block party or a street festival. And, you know, I haven't seen anything dangerous or violent or anything. It's been entirely peaceful with music playing. At one point, there was apparently a hot tub somewhere on the street.
I love it.
But you're right. But you're right. There are people, you know, trying to get into work, and there's a shopping mall on Wellington, which is the street that runs past the Parliament building. Wellington is closed because there are so many trucks on it. And so is that shopping center. It can't open. So there are businesses impacted by this, and there are people who live in this area who are impacted by it. And then there are trucks also in some of the residential areas. That, though, looks like it'll be ending because the mayor of Ottawa said that he struck a deal with the leaders of the Freedom Convoy, and the deal was that they would move the truckers outside of the neighborhoods and residential areas. But that also means that there are going to be more trucks moving into the Parliament Hill area, because this is where they've been directed now by the mayor of Ottawa to go.
Okay, perfect transition into my next question. Are at least local officials, maybe the Canadian government, starting to feel the pressure and starting to bow to some of the demands of these truckers? I saw recently the Premier of Ontario, a guy named Doug Ford, who was planning to relax some of the vaccine mandates. Have you heard any other rumblings about potential movement on the government side of this?
So the quote from Doug Ford, the premier here, is that he was already going to make these changes to the vaccine mandate, and that they're happening in spite of the protesters, not because of them. So that's what he says. There were various plans already across the different provinces to sort of roll back some of the COVID restrictions. So it really is hard to tell who's bowing to the pressure from the protesters and who's just going forward with preset plans, because that, you know, as we've seen in the United States, and what's happening here is that the Omicron surge happened and now it's fading. But the biggest thing is Prime Minister Trudeau and the Emergencies Act, which has never been used before in its current form. And it basically gives the federal government here in Canada carte blanche to give them extra powers to try to, in this case, remove the protesters, not allow people to travel to certain areas or bar people from gathering in certain areas. So I'm not hearing anything in terms of the Prime Minister changing any of the COVID or vaccine mandate measures, but rather making moves to try to stop the protests from happening.
We're speaking today with Fox's Grady Trimble. He is in Ottawa following these demonstrations, with Canadian truckers upset with the country's vaccine and other COVID-19 requirements. We'll have much more after this short break. So I think there's a major point that you made right there, is that the emergency powers that the Prime Minister is talking about here is something that's never happened in Canadian history. And I think that really just outlines the scale of how effective this protest has been so far, with these truckers doing something simple: making their trucks in a fashion so it blocks normal human life, getting transportation where they're going, but they're being noticed as well. As Fox's Grady Trimble is reporting from Ottawa, Ontario in Canada. And Grady, I heard one of the spokespeople for these truckers say that he wants a sit down, a face to face with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau during this whole thing. Have you heard any of these other demands, and do you think Trudeau is going to eventually bow to these truckers, or this standoff is going to continue?
Well, I was going to say, I think part of it is they're protesting mandates, but I think they also feel like their voices haven't been heard by elected officials.
Right.
So it's more than just, you know, strictly COVID mandates that we're talking about here. And I think that is of concern to people who are protesting, that instead of sitting down and talking with people about what they're frustrated about, instead, he's going to take this sweeping move to eliminate them from the streets in whatever form that looks like. How do you remove, you know, massive trucks and all of these people, and potentially with people inside of them? I don't know. But I do think that is, you know, part of the problem. I don't have any official sourcing on this, but I think it's unlikely he meets with them. And that is not what the truckers want to hear. And so I think it might solve the problem in the short term, the problem being people on a street in the middle of a city. But it doesn't solve the problem of people feeling like their voice has not been heard. But now, of course, as you said, it has been heard. So there's been something accomplished with this. It just isn't rolling back the federal mandates like they'd hoped.
Ryan, there's another problem that I've noticed with this whole protest, which is a little alarming, too, is that it seems like these protesters outnumber the local police by a major number. I saw a viral TikTok video that is now being investigated as well by Canadian police, showing a police officer telling one of these Freedom Convoy protesters that they're on the protesters' side. Do you feel any sort of movement in that direction where the police are sympathetic to these protesters' demands?
Well, they've admitted that they don't have enough people. And in terms of what I see on the ground here is I see police. They're there, but they're sitting in their cars. They're not taking any enforcement actions. And I haven't seen them, you know, show support for protesters or anything to that effect. But think about the vaccine mandate conversation and how it played out with police and firefighters and others in the United States. So I don't think it's that much of a stretch to say there are probably people here in this country who feel the same way, who are serving in law enforcement. Like I said, I haven't seen it myself, but it is possible. I do want to note, though, in terms of what the police can do, there was an injunction filed by the mayor of Ottawa today that basically allows law enforcement to more strictly enforce. It gives a little more teeth to the bylaws in the city. So that's things like noise issues with the honking horns, idling of the trucks for hours on end, starting fires in the streets. They're not out of control fires or anything, but I have seen people, you know, setting fires to stay warm, kind of like a campfire type environment. So now that they have that injunction, it'll be interesting to see if law enforcement does anything and starts fining people or citing people for those sort of smaller infractions.
Fox's Grady Trimble in Ottawa. Grady, I bet you never thought you'd be reporting so in-depth about Canadian politics, but here we are in this pandemic, right?
I'm learning a lot.
We are as well. Grady, thank you so much for joining the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition podcast. We appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. Stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.